Stay tuned for a message from Facebook after the show.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Compared to last week's debate between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump, Wednesday night's Mike Pence and Kamala Harris tangle seemed like drinking a warm glass of milk next to a fire. Pence and Harris were mostly polite to each other and to the moderator, even if they barely answered the questions USA Today's Susan Page asked them. Here's how it's playing this morning. The New York Times headline, "In Clash on Virus, Harris Put Pence on the Defensive." Wall Street Journal has this headline, "Pence-Harris Clash on Virus at Vice Presidential Debate." And the New York Post, "Pound and Pence, Goodwin, Veep Hammers Harris in Debate."
A few quick observations. Vice President Mike Pence reminded the audience three times that Joe Biden had been in public life for 47 years. Pence said Green New Deal 15 times. He spoke about Biden's plagiarism, which forced him out of the presidential race in 1988. One of Harris's most effective lines, on January 28th, the vice president and president were informed about the nature of this pandemic. They were informed that it's lethal in its consequence, that it's airborne, that it'll affect young people, and that it would be contracted because it's airborne. And they knew what was happening, and they didn't tell you.
Harris and Pence had no problem completely ignoring Susan Page's questions. Page did a great job, but they just took the answers wherever they wanted. Page asked about a plan to pass power under health scares, and neither answered. Pence talked about the historic nature of Harris's candidacy when asked about if voters have the right to know detailed health info about candidates. Harris dodged questions on whether she and Joe Biden would pack the Supreme Court. The Biden campaign seems to think this is a distraction and doesn't want to engage on it. And coming to a t-shirt near you, "I'm speaking," which Harris said to Pence a few times when the VP interrupted her.
Spotted or swatted a bug on Mike Pence's head for nearly 2 minutes. John Harris has a look at how there was a valiant effort for pregame hype to talk about how everyone should pay extra attention to the VP debate, but he writes that neither could escape the fundamental dynamic of the job they are seeking. The vice presidency is by definition minimizing. The Journal editorial board wrote that the debate showed Pence is more of a loyal deputy and that Trump has to make the election about the policy contrasts to have any chance of victory, and Mr. Pence showed how to do that.
And we've got some news. Connecticut Representative Jim Himes and Arizona Representative Ruben Gallego both gave the Biden Victory Fund $500,000 from their campaign accounts, and they are encouraging their Democratic colleagues to follow suit. And here's what's driving today. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will hold her weekly news conference at 10:45 a.m. Also, we have an announcement this morning. Jake and I will interview Bill Gates on Tuesday at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss his philanthropic efforts to contain the pandemic, develop a vaccine, and improve testing in the latest virtual playbook interview. And ABC is reporting that 34 people connected to the White House have been infected by coronavirus, according to an internal FEMA memo.
Here's what Trump had to say last night about getting the virus. He said it was a blessing from God. It was a blessing in disguise. He talked about the Regeneron drug that he took, and the Times reports that Regeneron is now asking the FDA for emergency approval for the drug.
NBC News is up with a piece on how Trump asked Walter Reed doctors to sign a non-disclosure agreement in 2019. There is no word on whether similar non-disclosure agreements were required in his most recent visit. Andrew Desideri is reporting on the Durham investigation and writes that, quote, "The president's hour-long Twitter screed this week about the Russia probe and his allies' recent declassification blitzes doesn't appear to be coincidences." And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president has nothing on his schedule, but he will appear on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo at 8 a.m.
On the trail, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will travel to Arizona. They'll meet with tribal leaders in Phoenix. They'll also deliver remarks and start a Soul of the Nation bus tour to meet with small business owners in Phoenix and Tempe and voters. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
At Facebook, we continue to take critical steps to better secure our platforms, including more than tripling safety and security teams to 35,000 people and partnering with security researchers, other tech companies, and law enforcement. What's next? We support updating internet regulations to address today's challenges and hold companies, including Facebook, accountable for combating foreign election interference, protecting people's privacy, and enabling safe and easy data portability between platforms. Learn more at about.fb.com/regulation.